WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Big attention, girl. Highway to
90s and more.
Max FM.
I can't.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Flow and Manchander. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Never.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we
come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
FM.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain in the low of 33. Chance of rain Wednesday, otherwise clouds in mid 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 42. Friday, partly sunny and windy, with highs in the upper 40s. Get better streaming and internet speed. Save with Whole Home Connect, 800-217-9129. Right now, 38 degrees.
99.7.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Any way
the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah!
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Yeah.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Could I do? I'm so
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Confusion in Washington over the email sent by Elon Musk to thousands of federal workers asking them to send a bullet point list of their job duties. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
The Office of Personnel Management told leaders of federal agencies their workers are not required to respond to Musk's email. The Justice Department, State Department, and Defense Department all telling their employees not to reply. But the Treasury Department saying their employees should respond. The Department of Health and Human Services said workers can respond if they want to.
The president is expressing hope that Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an end. He met on Monday with French President Emmanuel Macron on the third anniversary of the invasion. President Trump says his tariffs on Canada and Mexico will begin starting next month. Thousands continue gathering in St. Peter's Square, praying for Pope Francis's health. He is